Victoria Gill, science correspondent, BBC News, at @Vic_Gill. The discovery comes from analysis of data from NASA's InSight lander, which took a seismometer to Mars. Scientists have discovered a reservoir of liquid water on Mars, deep in the rocky outer crust of the planet. The findings come from a new analysis of data from NASA's Mars InSight lander, which touched down on the planet back in 2018. The lander carried a seismometer, which recorded 4 years of vibrations, Mars quakes, from deep inside the red planet. Analyzing those quakes, and exactly how the planet moves, revealed seismic signals of liquid water. NASA, the InSight mission, set out to investigate the evolution of rocky planets, including Earth and Mars. While there is water frozen at the Martian poles and evidence of vapor in the atmosphere, this is the first time liquid water has been found on the planet. The findings are published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. InSight's scientific mission ended in December 2022, after the lander sat quietly listening to the pulse of Mars for 4 years. In that time, the probe recorded more than 1,319 quakes. By measuring how fast seismic waves travel, scientists have worked out what material they are most likely to be moving through. These are actually the same techniques we use to prospect for water on Earth, or to look for oil and gas, explained Professor Michael Manga, from the University of California, Berkeley, who was involved in the research. The analysis revealed reservoirs of water at depths of about 6 to 12 miles, 10 to 20 kilometers, in the Martian crust. Understanding the Martian water cycle is critical for understanding the evolution of the climate, surface and interior, said lead researcher Dr. Vashon Wright, from UC San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Professor Manga added that water was the most important molecule in shaping the evolution of a planet. This finding, he said, answers a big question of, where did all the Martian water go? Studies of the surface of Mars, with its channels and ripples, show that, in ancient times, there were rivers and lakes on the planet. But for 3 billion years, it has been a desert. Some of that water was lost to space when Mars lost its atmosphere. But, said Professor Manga, here on Earth, much of our water is underground and there's no reason for that not to be the case on Mars too. Hear more on the 5 questions on podcast Oceans of Water discovered on Mars. NASA, the Martian surface has evidence of ancient rivers and lakes etched into it. The InSight probe was only able to record directly from the crust beneath its feet, but the researchers expect that there will be similar reservoirs across the planet. If that is the case, they estimate that there is enough liquid water on Mars to form a layer across the surface that would be more than half a mile deep. However, they point out, the location of this Martian groundwater is not good news for billionaires with Mars colonization plans who might want to tap into it. It's sequestered 10 to 20 kilometers deep in the crust, explained Professor Manga. Drilling a hole 10 kilometers deep on Mars, even for Elon Musk, would be difficult, he told BBC News. The discovery could also point to another target for the ongoing search for evidence of life on Mars. Without liquid water, you don't have life, said Professor Manga. So if there are habitable environments on Mars, those may be now deep underground.